And all of God's children said, we are about to begin our prayer service this evening, and because it's a new format, we wanted to just have some introductory comments and to go over the format for everyone so we know what is coming. This morning, we focused on the greatness of God. We focused on prayers of praise to Him, and as such, tonight is going to be devoted to that theme as we praise God together in song, as we just did, and thank you, Wayne, for leading that, and in prayer. Our format will be in three segments. To begin with, we will praise God for His wisdom. In doing all of our scripture reading tonight will be John Scott. John will be reading in just a moment from Romans 11 and then 1 Corinthians 1, to be followed by the song 377, Lord, I Believe. We'll then be led in two prayers praising God for His wisdom by Charlie Ellis and Damon Stewart. We will then transition into praising God for His power. And John Scott will again come up and read 1 Chronicles 29 and Jeremiah 32. Wayne will then sing with us and lead us in song number 117, Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah. We will then be led in two prayers by Jared Wooten and then Philip Smith to praise God for His power. We will then enter our third and final segment of this evening where we will praise God for His grace and His mercy. And John will get up again and read Ephesians 2 and Titus 2, of which Wayne will then lead us in the song, His Grace Reaches Me, followed by two prayers by Darone Stewart and Scott Vifquin, praising God for His grace and mercy. After we conclude our service, I will have a quick invitation. We will have an invitation song, and then the Lord's Supper will be extended to those who have need. But at this time, we want to focus our minds, and we want to focus them specifically on praising God for His greatness, for His wisdom, and for His grace and His mercy. John?
If you would, I invite everyone to open up your Bibles. The first scripture will be Romans 11, 33 through 36. Romans 11, verses 33 through 36. The scripture reads this way. Oh, the depth and the riches and the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are His judgments and how inscrutable His ways. For who has known the mind of the Lord? Or who has been His counselor? Or who has given a gift to Him that He might be repaid? For from Him and through Him and to Him are all things. To Him be glory forever. Amen. The next scripture will be 1 Corinthians, the first chapter, 18, verses 18 through 25. 1 Corinthians 1, 18 through 25. For the word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the discernment of the discerning I will thwart. Where is the one who is wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world did not know God through wisdom. It was pleased God through the folly of what we preach to save those who believe. For the Jews demand signs and the Greeks seek wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and folly to Gentiles. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men.
Lord, I believe. Number 377. When we behold the wonders of creation, The flowers that bloom, the raindrops as they fall, the spacious skies and perpetuation, doubt that controlled it all. Lord, I believe.
Yes, I believe.
I cannot doubt
or be deceived.
The eye that sees,
each
sparrow fall,
his unseen hand
is in it all. No finite mind by mortal calculation could frame the truth revealed within his word. In every trace of nature's operation, thy voice, O God, in mystery can be heard. Lord, I believe, yes, I believe. I cannot doubt or be deceived. The eye that sees, each sparrow fall, his unseen hand is in it all. When we perceive the state of alienation in which the soul from thee, O God, was lost, we must believe by heaven's ordination our Lord redeemed and paid the bitter cost. Lord, I believe, yes, I believe. I cannot doubt or be deceived. The eye that sees, each sparrow fall, his unseen hand is in it all. Some days are filled with joy and expectation, some days are dark with cares we are beset. In hours of joy or hours of tribulation, we with us, Lord, lest we forget. Lord, I believe, yes, I believe. I cannot doubt or be deceived. The eye that sees, each sparrow fall, his unseen hand is in it all.
Y'all bow with me, please. Our Father in heaven, O Father, our Father, who is above all things. Dear Father, we are so blessed to have a caring and loving Father who knows all things. Dear Father, your understanding is infinite. It has no limitations. It has no shortcomings. And there's nothing that is unknown to you. Dear Father, as we read
in your word, you established the world by your wisdom. You founded the heavens by your wisdom. You made mankind by your wisdom. You sent us your son by your wisdom. You teach us and show us your wisdom. Dear Father, we see your manifold wisdom through your church, through this body of your only begotten Son that you love so much. Dear Father, you know the end of things before they even begin. And as you've taught us, your ways are higher than our ways. And your thoughts are higher than our thoughts. And for that, dear Father, we are so grateful. Dear God, you've taught us in your word that wisdom belongs to the aged and that understanding belongs to the old. But, dear Father, you are eternal. And age means nothing to you. And you are all-knowing of all things, everlasting to everlasting. Dear God, we praise you. We thank you for showering us with your wisdom, your perfect and absolute wisdom that you've shown us through your word, through your son, even through answer to prayer. We praise you always, and we give thanks in your precious son's name, Jesus. Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you again through this avenue in prayer. So blessed to be able to have this at our disposal, so to speak. We pray that we always take advantage and remember the blessing of prayer and remember that it was born out of your wisdom along with everything else. And how thankful we are for that. Not only the avenue of prayer, but everything else that is blessed to each and every one of us through your wisdom, through your plan, through your forethought. It's all around us, and quite frankly, we take it for granted. It's visible in the creation, certainly. It's visible in the human body and our likeness to you. It's visible in your word. It's visible in everything, and certainly we know and realize we'd be lost without it. It's visible in the plan of salvation. It's visible in the life that Jesus lived here on the earth. Your wisdom structures everything. Your wisdom gives us hope. Your wisdom is what we are thankful for and lean on. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray that we always look to that wisdom that is found in the Scriptures, that is found in the example that Jesus left us. It's found all around us to cling to that wisdom, to follow that wisdom as best we can. Thank you for the hope, salvation, heaven, all the things that are laid out that we understand and strive for. Thank you for, again, your forethought and your knowledge and your wisdom to give us all those things. If we but take advantage, it's in your son's name that we pray. Amen.
Next couple of verses I'll be reading will be from 1 Chronicles 29:10 through 13. 1 Chronicles 29:10 through 13. Therefore David blessed the Lord in the presence of all the assembly. And David said, "Blessed are you, O Lord, the God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all that is in the heavens and in the earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord, and you are exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come from you, and you rule over all. In your hand are power and might, and in your hand is it to make great and to give strength to all. And now we thank you, our God, and praise your glorious name. I'll also be reading from Jeremiah 32, verses 17 through 20. Jeremiah 32, verses 17 through 20. Ah, Lord God, it is you who have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and by your outstretched arm. Nothing is too hard for you. You show steadfast love to thousands, but you repay the guilt of fathers to their children after them. O great and mighty God, whose name is the Lord of hosts, great in counsel and mighty in deed, whose eyes are open to all the ways of the children of man, rewarding each one according to his ways and according to the fruit of his deeds. You have shown signs and wonders in the land of Egypt, and to this day in Israel and among all mankind, and have made a name for yourself as at this day.
Guide me, O thou great Jehovah. 117. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah, pilgrim through this barren land. I am weak, but thou art mighty. Hold me with thy powerful hand. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Open now the crystal fountain whence the healing waters flow. Let the fiery, cloudy pillar lead me on my journey through. Strong deliverer, be thou still my strength and shield. Strong deliverer, be thou still my strength and shield. When I tread the verge of Jordan, bid my anxious fears subside. Bear me through the swelling current, land me safe on Canaan's side. Songs of praises I will ever give to thee. Songs of praises I will ever give to thee.
Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy holy name, name above all names, Father. We know that no one is greater than you, and all glory and praise belong to you. Father, we're so thankful for the power that you have, Father. When we look out into this world, Father, we see the trees, we see the flowers. We know that it was created by your hand. Father, we know that you also created the stars and the moon. Father, we know that it was your power that parted the Red Sea for Moses and allowed Moses and the children of Israel to escape. Father, your power was with your son in the wilderness when he resisted temptations for 40 days and 40 nights. Father, your power was also with your Son when he hung upon the cross and died for our sins. Your power gives us a source of hope, a source of eternal life. Your power gives us a source of joy and a source of peace as well. We know that your power is divine, just as you are divine. We know that your power is eternal. Father, through your power, you have given us everything that we need to live a godly life and to guide our steps. Father, through your power, you built a kingdom for us that we may have access to one day. We know that there's power in your word that we read. Father, we know that there's power in your blood. We also know that all glory and praise belong to you and your power, Father. We know that you have power over sickness. We know that you have power over death. We're so thankful for the power that you bestow upon us, Father, that we're able to stand fast, that we're able to withstand temptations. And Father, we're just so thankful for all that you do for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Let's go to God in prayer again. Father, Creator, Savior, all-powerful Lord Most High, holy are your names. Through these ages filled with many gods that come and go, you are the God of many names that stands forever. Help us to remember them each, for each is as powerful and as awesome and as holy as the next. You are the God of creation. You are the painter that casts the stars into the sky with not but a word. You're the Lord of earth and sky and sea. Your mighty voice spoke the sun into existence, a work that even the great masters can never fully capture. You formed the earth with your hands, and from that pile of dust you breathed life into us. And though we are literally walking, breathing piles of dust, you know that each and every hair of our head, because you put it there. You are the God of life, for by your power you brought us into existence. By your power you heal the sick, you gave sight to the blind, you caused the lame to walk. And despite all these wonders, creatures that you have crafted, you chose to craft us in your image. You see into our hearts, you know our every thought, our every pain, our every heartache. Through your power, you have saved us from ourselves. You have the power to blot our transgressions out and cast them as far as the east is from the west. You have the power to deliver us from evil and to give us our lives back after we let our sins separate us from you and your ever-glowing light. You are the God of glory, and holy is your name. You are the God who delivered Israel from the clutches of a tyrant by parting the waves of the sea. You are the God whose voice shook the mountains. Your enemies and your people alike have trembled at your might, and yet you revealed yourself to Elijah in a still small voice and calmed the Sea of Galilee with but a whisper. Despite all your power, all your majesty, all your holiness, you love us with a passion and depth that we can search the world over to find and barely scratch the surface of. Let us bask in your glory, Lord. Let us never feel anything less than awe at your power. When those mountains shake, let us not forget to praise you. When eagles soar, let us glorify the hands that crafted its wing. And when the depths of the sea swirl around us, let us celebrate the hand that moves the skies and brings the rain to a thirsty land. May it always be to us more than thunder. We meekly approach your throne this evening. Give us humility. May we always put our faith and our trust in your might, in that power that gives us victory over sin, and in which all things are possible. We offer you this prayer as your children. Amen.
Now I'll be reading from Ephesians, the second chapter, verses 4 through 10. Ephesians 2, 4 through 10. But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace and kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Now I'll be reading from Titus, the second chapter, verses 11 through 14. Titus 2, 11 through 14. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people, training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in the present age, waiting for our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all lawlessness and to purify for himself a people for his own possession, who are zealous for good works.
Number 596, His Grace Reaches Me. Deeper than the ocean and wider than the sea is the grace of the Savior for sinners like me. Sent from the Father, and it thrills my soul just to feel and to know that his blood makes me whole. His grace reaches me. Yes, his grace reaches me, and 'twill last through eternity. Now I'm under his control, and I'm happy in my soul just to know that his grace reaches me. Higher than the mountains and brighter than the sun, it was all offered at Calvary for everyone. Greatest of treasures, and it's mine today. Though my sins were as scarlet, he has washed them away. His grace reaches me. Yes, his grace reaches me, and 'twill last through eternity. Now I'm under his control, and I'm happy in my soul just to know that his grace reaches me.
Pray together, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we are indebted to you beyond words for your grace, for your riches bestowed upon us at the expense of your precious Son. We are in a lost condition, dear Heavenly Father, without your grace, doomed to be defeated by Satan and his power. But we understand, as you promise us, that your grace is sufficient to cover the sins that we commit, both now and in the future. We realize, dear Heavenly Father, that we cannot repay you and have no means of being worthy of the grace that you extend to us. It is matchless and infinite and marvelous. And we thank you with all that we have that you have deemed us through your love to be worthy of that grace. We realize that it takes away the burden and the chains of sin. We realize, dear Heavenly Father, that your grace opens up a resting place and a promise to be with you for all eternity. We realize, dear Heavenly Father, that we will fall short, but we know and have confidence in the promises you've given us, that no matter what situation we are in life, no matter what we are facing or what we have done, as long as we have breath, your grace is sufficient. There is simply no greater blessing that we have as children of yours than your grace. It is unmerited, but we thank you so much for it. Dear Heavenly Father, the grace was demonstrated to each one of us in Jesus Christ shedding his perfect blood for us on the cross. As we have studied about that punishment that he endured, it was cruel and it was undeserved, and he took our place, demonstrating again your riches to each one of us at his expense. We pray, dear Heavenly Father, that we will see sin as you see sin and realize that unrepented sin puts us in a lost condition, separated from you with our soul at stake. Help us to be repentful as we have sin in our lives and know that you stand ready with open arms and grace abounding to welcome us back into your fold. We thank you for your grace. There are no words we have to adequately raise to you at this time for how marvelous it is and the blessing it is to each one of us. We thank you for Jesus Christ and the avenue of grace we have through him. It's in his glorious name we pray. Amen.
Let's pray, please. Almighty God, our Father in heaven, as we think about your grace, we know that we need it. We know that it's by your grace that you sent your Son who tasted death for all of us. And as we think about your grace, we also think about your Son and the ultimate sacrifice he made so that we can be saved and have the hope of heaven. As we think about your grace, we also know that it is an expression of your help toward us, and we know that we need help. And with that in mind, help us not to be so prideful to not realize that. Help us to be humble. Help us to be grateful. And as we think about your grace, we not only think about your Son and your amazing nature, but we also think about the word of your grace, the gospel that is your power to save those who believe. And we pray that your gospel spread and that you would use us as human vessels to spread it to all that we can. As we reflect on your grace, we know that it is also by your grace that you planned for your church and that Jesus died for it and that we as Christians are members of it. And we pray that you would help us to be a gracious people. We know that we can never be as gracious as you, but we still need to try to be gracious to those around us. We also are thankful and praise you for your mercy. And when we think about your mercy, we think about your compassion. We think about your teaching about it, especially in the parable of the Good Samaritan, who showed mercy. Help us to go and do likewise. And we also think about that parable where the one who was so undeserving said, "Be merciful to me, the sinner." And help us to realize that we are in that state, and because of our sins, we need your grace and mercy to be showed toward us. And help us to be a merciful people as well, to show mercy, because we know that if we do not show that, you will not be merciful to us in the end, and we don't want that to happen to us. We want to be on the receiving end of your grace. We want to be in heaven with you in the end, and we pray that you would help us to labor in it and to enter into that rest that awaits those who are faithful. We praise you. We thank you for who you are, for all that you do for us. And we pray that you would help us to love you with all of our heart. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Wow. I want to thank everyone for being a part of this service tonight. I want to thank Wayne for leading us in those songs. I thought you were going to take off a couple times as you were leading those. I really appreciate the way that you lead with enthusiasm and with zeal. I want to thank John for reading those passages the way that he did, with passion and with reverence. And I want to thank all these men who very obviously put a lot of thought into the way that we would approach God tonight and give him praise for his greatness. I want to turn now to Psalm 147 together as an invitation tonight and read this and key in on just a few things before we extend the invitation and sing our invitation song. I want to read half this psalm. I want to read verses 1 through 11. This whole psalm is a praise to God for what he does. But I really want us to key in on verses 3 and verses 10 and 11. Let's begin in verse 1. Psalm 147, "Praise the Lord. For it is good to sing praises to our God, for it is pleasant, and a song of praise is fitting. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers the outcasts of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He determines the number of stars. He gives to all of them their names. Great is our Lord, and abundant in power. His understanding is beyond measure. The Lord lifts up the humble, and he casts the wicked to the ground. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Make melody to God on the lyre. He covers the heavens with clouds, and he prepares the rain for the earth. He makes grass grow on the hills. He gives to the beasts their food and to the young ravens that cry. His delight is not in the strength of the horse, nor his pleasure in the legs of a man. But the Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him, and in those whose hope is in his steadfast love. What a beautiful psalm this is. And we've read many beautiful prayers and psalms today that have been preserved for us. We read the prayer of Jesus. We read the prayer of Hannah and the prayer of Mary. And while our prayers might not be preserved in text for all to read for all time, as these have been and as this psalm that we just read was, our prayers tonight ascended to the throne of God and reached his ears, and I believe were a sweet aroma to him as we praised him for his greatness and his mercy. We focused in on three things, and ironically, it's also those three things that are what gives us the hope that we have today. We praised God for his wisdom, we praised God for his power, and we praised God for his grace and mercy. And all those things are found in this psalm. As it says that he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Well, that is certainly true. It is most true of the way that God can bind up our broken heart because of our sin and heal the wounds that we have inflicted to ourselves because of our sin. And this is possible that God could do this, first of all, because of his wisdom. That by his wisdom, God knew that we needed a Savior. That by his wisdom, God, through the theme of the Scripture and throughout all time, was preparing his people for a Savior and was preparing at the right time to send his Son, Jesus Christ. And it is by the power of God that he raised his Son from the dead, who was put to death by his sinful creation because of our sins. And it is by his power that Jesus would ascend to the right hand of God and would be declared as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords and be given all authority on heaven and on earth. And therefore, it is by his grace and his mercy that we can be saved. The Lord lifts up the humble, but he casts the wicked to the ground. And so which will we be tonight? Will we be those who have humbled themselves before God, or will we continue on in our wicked ways? The Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him and in whose hope is his steadfast love. May that be your hope tonight. And if you would like to make Jesus your hope, you can do so now. Repent of your sins, be buried with him in baptism. You will rise to walk in newness of life, being recreated and given a new walk, forgiven all of your sins, and a relationship with God through the Holy Spirit. Let's again praise him as we stand and sing the song of encouragement.